What you're hearing now is a voice from the past and future of the New Orleans music scene, legendary R&B musician Alan Toussaint. We first spoke with him shortly after he evacuated the city. When we reached him recently in New York, he was seated at the piano. I asked him if there was a song that has given him special comfort since the hurricane, and his fingers started flying.
When it's just an instrumental, it's called Tipitina and Me. And I find that very comforting because it has so much of the spirit of New Orleans in it, as far as I'm concerned.
Toussaint's been busy these last few months. He and Elvis Costello recorded an album in New Orleans. Costello added lyrics to this tune, and it became Ascension Day. And Toussaint has been traveling a lot between New York and the Big Easy.
Of course, in the back of my mind is always getting back to New Orleans, the garden where I have my roots, and they're still there.
From his balcony in New Orleans, Toussaint used to be able to sit and listen to the jazz festival his city is famous for. In this new year, he says, he'll repair that flooded home and replace his beloved Steinway.
However, I'm going to put it on the second floor this time. We won't be flirting with water anymore.
And as for New Year's itself?
I plan to usher this new year in New Orleans, God willing. It's the first New Year's after our uninvited guest, Katrina. May you return never again. I would like to be there to say, here we are, looking forward optimistically towards New Year like never before. And it's sort of maybe shaking a fist at Katrina in a way.
Where will you go? Where will you be?
Well, I will probably be with my family. My daughter and my son, he is in Houston, Texas right now. He may come down, but I will be with my daughter and grandkids. I'm feeling. And looking forward eagerly.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us, Alan Toussaint, and we wish you a very happy new year.
And a happy new year to you. And to all.
Over the course of this hour, we heard from Khalil Bashir, Mayan Yadai, John Hope Franklin, Gregory Bright, Mary Anderson Pickard, and Alan Toussaint. To hear more from them, as well as other memorable moments from 2005, go to our website, npr.org. From all of us, we wish you a happy new year. That's All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Debbie Elliott.